you do now. Take out your Get the Edge journal, and if it takes you 2 days to do this because you're stopping your car, I don't care, but I want you to do these steps. I want you to write down, in the past, what are all the beliefs you've had that have kept you from following through on this goal? So if you said, well, I've been wanting to write songs forever and I haven't done it, now be honest with yourself. In order to not follow through, what did I have to say to myself? What did I have to rationalize? What were my beliefs? Well, I don't have time for this. You've said some of them before, but I want you to write down the specific beliefs, and then write down what are the beliefs you're going to live by now that will get you to follow through. So if your old thing is workouts equal pain, and the new one is not working out is the ultimate pain, because being disappointed with myself is the worst emotion on earth. Plus, working out, second belief, is easy and fun because I can do it, I can schedule it, and if I schedule it and I do it, every day it'll get easier. Every day I'll enjoy it more. Write down first the beliefs that kept you from taking action, and write down now the beliefs that will empower you. Come up with at least 3 beliefs that used to limit you, ideally 5 or 6, and at least 4 beliefs, ideally 5, 6, or 7, that are new beliefs that will get you to follow through on your new plan. Go for it now. Please take the time for this. This is very important. Okay, I really hope, because I can't see you in this moment, that you're really taking this seriously and taking the time to do it. And if you're driving and you feel like you really couldn't pull over, I want you to still do this in your head. So assuming you did it, let's go through this for a second. Here are a couple examples from people around me here. One of the people here, the person who was having difficulty losing weight, the young lady said that she realized her limiting belief was, if I'm successful, people might not like me. Now, we all need to feel loved. And I said, where'd that come from? She said, well, when I was growing up, and she said, I got around the successful girls, the girls that were popular. She said, when they realized I was really smart, they classified me as a nerd because I was successful in school, and they wouldn't spend time with me. And so she said, I started believing that if you're really too smart or you're too beautiful, then people might not like you. And I said, what's your new belief? She said, people won't like me unless I love myself. Isn't that fantastic? Because it's the truth. Then her second belief was, other things are more important than working out. And then her new belief is, nothing is more important than making sure that every day I'm making myself more healthy and more vital. The third belief she had that kept her from taking action was, well, it's not that bad. And her new belief is, it's terrible. Now, listen to the language she used here, because this is why she's really motivated to change. She didn't say, oh, it really isn't very good. She said, it's terrible. Every pound I gain is eroding who I am as a woman. So that kind of belief system, that new belief, will move her to action. Do you follow? I mean, so few people ever allow themselves to be disturbed long enough to do anything about it. Man, they get disturbed, they instantly want to get rid of that pain. Let's do something right now, instantaneously, to feel good so I don't have any drive or motivation. You don't want to kill that. Then the few people that keep that usually just stay there in the pain and don't do anything, and they beat themselves up. Oh, yeah, here, let me tell you what else I've screwed up on. As opposed to those that say, okay, this is not good enough. Not another day, not another minute. I am changing this now. And then in that mode, they then get focused on the result. They don't focus on the past. They focus on the future they're going to create now. And they focus on why, so they find that drive. So few people do that. It's a joke. That's why so few people ever achieve. And the few that might do something like that rarely come up with a real plan. And even if you get to that level, here's why most people never get any results, because then their old beliefs take over and wipe out the plan. Do you understand why we've taken the time to do this now? It's so important.